Dallas Zoo, home to this new baby giraffe, which happens to share a birthday with the United States. Zoo officials excited to show the world this new arrival, and News Nation correspondent Marky Martin joining us live from Texas. Marky, this definitely has to be welcome news for staffers there at the zoo.
Absolutely, Nicole. And this was the assignment of the day, let me tell you. And, you know, in the midst of what's been such a heavy year and a half, it's so nice to have a silver lining and to have something to look forward to. And this week, the Dallas Zoo welcomed its newest family member, a baby girl giraffe born on the 4th of July.
Oh, wow.
The size of a mouse
or an ant.
They say you get to rediscover the wonder of the world through the eyes of your child.
What's your favorite animal?
A giraffe.
The giraffes.
And no better place to do that than the zoo.
Probably, yes, this, the giants of Africa.
And then the last one.
Especially when there's a new sight to see. The Dallas Zoo ringing in the 4th of July with a baby bang, a female giraffe. Born to mom and dad, Crystal and Tobogo. Mama carried the calf for almost the entire pandemic.
15 months, and at the end of 15 months, the reward is giving birth to a 100-pound baby that's 5.5 feet tall.
She was just born, and she's adorable.
The baby girl has yet to be named. The zoo now asking for the public's input, putting an emphasis on her Independence Day debut.
You think some patriotic name? What do you think?
Firework.
Or Liberty.
Liberty, yeah.
Hey, do y'all like Liberty?
Ooh, yeah.
Mom has been bonding privately with her leggy baby, but Thursday, at just 4 days old, the newborn was introduced to the public and her savanna habitat, all while many of these younger children are being introduced to post-pandemic world for the first time themselves.
Well, this is our first time back at the zoo since last year.
Oh, it's a relief. I mean, the pandemic with two young kids, you know, we're inside all the time going crazy. There's only so many things we can do.
Parents enjoying being vaxxed and relaxed while the kids have a little fun in the sun together again, a tall order during pandemic times, almost as tall as these guys.
You get to celebrate two things on 4th of July.
Yeah, so fun to talk to those kids today. But, you know, everybody we talked to was in agreement. They said it was so refreshing just to be back out and about with families again, to have something to celebrate. And also, you know, just for reference, I'm just shy of 6 feet tall. At 4 days old, this baby girl giraffe can look me in the eyes, Nicole.
Oh, my goodness.
And as far as the name goes, the zoo says that name will come in the coming days when they get to know her personality a little bit more.